Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If all goes well, our next guest will soon be opening his second restaurant and brewery, this time in a building listed in the National Register of Historic Places. What is involved in building a beer garden, brewery, and bottling plant in not only a challenging structure like an 88-year-old airplane hangar, but also at a still-operating airfield? Kevin Varner is owner of the Hunter Gatherer Brewery and Ale House in Columbia, South Carolina. Today, he's in our studio. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Give us, first of all, a brief history and overview of you and this business that you're in.
So I've been at it for a while. I went to work for a brewery in Seattle, Washington called Hales Ales when I was 20 years old. I moved back to South Carolina 4 years later and opened up the existing Hunter Gatherer at 900 Main Street in 1995. And I'm the owner and brewer. I've been involved in making every batch of beer for the last 21 years.
And what prompted this expansionary move?
A brew pub has limited exposure. Sometimes we're not even granted the title of being a brewery. As the opportunity is knocked and people are more interested in craft beer, I figured I would jump in and do it myself.
But taking an operation into an 88-year-old airplane hangar?
You know, it's really well-suited for a brewery. I'm only the tenant, so the owner's responsible for all the shell work, and then as a tenant, I'll go in and do all the necessary work for my particular business.
Now, I know the brewery laws have changed a lot in the past few years to the benefit of businesses like yours. Give us an update on those.
It's hard to explain the three-tier system that governs breweries and brew pubs, but there have been a lot of improvements over the last 4 years that allow a brewery to do more and more things. There's currently a bill in the Senate and in the House that doesn't really have any opposition. I think that it's going to move through, but it's going to allow me to open the second business without making any big changes to my existing business. If it does not, I'll have to change the status and have to forfeit the liquor license.
Now, talk a little bit more about the actual bottling operation, because where you are now in the original location on South Main Street, there's not a bottling operation, right?
That's right. So the brewpub law keeps you from being able to bottle, and I don't really have the room to do it anyway. So bottling is going to be kind of new to me. I worked for a brewery in Seattle, and we didn't bottle any of our beer. It was all served in kegs in restaurants around Washington State. And I have probably a 30-year-old bottling line that was built in Italy and then operated in Montreal. And so all the instructions are in Italian and French. So I still have my work to do to get that operating.
Where did you stumble across this?
Online. I kind of jumped the gun. 3 years ago, I thought I'd be open in 6 months. So I have all my brewing equipment, a bottling line, kegging line sort of waiting to get operating. The bottling lines can be very expensive. There's a big difference between a small-scale one and a large-scale, and there aren't very many that are in between. The bottling line I have is kind of a good in-between, so it's worth buying used.
Well, walk us through what's involved in creating the recipes and how all of this will translate from the brew pub business over to a bottling operation.
The brewing process will be the exact same, and the differences are the beer has to go through a different conditioning process and then has to go through the bottling and kegging, which is probably more time spent doing those things than actually brewing the beer. As far as recipes are concerned, it's not the kind of product that recipes are that unique to.
Talk about the distribution now. That's going to be new for you, too, in getting the bottles of beer out into the marketplace.
That is. So in South Carolina, you go through a distributor. I'm very fortunate that I'm going to be going through Southern Wine and Spirits. I think their name has changed recently, but they're a statewide distributor. So instead of going with smaller distributors in each of the areas, I'll have one distributor that will take beer to the whole state.
Are they going to want to taste your beer first before they sell it for you?
I would imagine so. So I'm going to be out there riding with one of their salespeople every day, trying to talk bar owners, restaurant owners, eventually grocery stores into carrying our product.
What is the expected grand opening date?
I have been answering that question that's 6 months away for about the last 3 years. We are shooting for July, August, but there are still some questions to be answered on that one.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for stopping in our studio today.
That was great. Thanks for having me.
Kevin Varner is owner of the Hunter Gatherer Brewery and Ale House, soon to open up a new location at the Curtis Wright Airplane Hangar at Owens Field in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.